Lyndon Johnson and his Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, were hesitant. McNamara understood.
This is WBAI in New York. We apologize for the problems we've been having. Our transmitter had a slight heat stroke. We will be getting to Off the Hook in just a few minutes, the program about telephones. Stay tuned. This is WBAI in New York. We're sorry for the delay in our programming. Our transmitter appears to be on the road to recovery. We'll now continue with Off the Hook here on WBAI in New York.
The number you have reached, 1, has been changed. The new number is 2. Please make a note of it.
This is Off the Hook, the telephone program.
a presentation of WBAI. I'm your host, Emmanuel Goldstein. Over the past few months, consumers in the New York area have been introduced to a wide range of new phone numbers. These numbers represent the host of telephone services that are now being offered here. Computerized wake-up calls, interactive weather forecasts, stock market quotes. But that's not all. Anyone who has a telephone can now dial into a wide range of teleconferences. If you watch late-night commercial TV, you probably have become painfully aware of this.
I know what you want. You want to meet new and exciting people. Well, you can. It's easier than you think. All you need is a telephone. Just call the 7000 party line. That's where I talk to the hottest guys in town. I call all the time, and so do my friends.
Only 79 cents a minute. Call now. I'm not the kind of girl who sits home on a Saturday night, unless I have a very good reason. And the new love price? It's a pretty good reason.
Thousands of others have joined the party. Now it's your turn. New friends are just a phone call away. For just 89 cents a minute, join the party.
This is Sunny. How you doing?
Hi.
You girls sound like a real partying group.
Oh, he sounds really sexy. I wonder what he looks like. Everybody's calling the party line. You never know who you might meet.
Call the premier party line to get your kicks. 79 cents a minute.
Caged party animals. Feeding time is here. Check it out.
$1.50 the first minute, plus 50 cents each additional.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, I know. I've made lots of good friends on the rap line.
Rap line? Hey, I called and I met this woman who's really into cars. Yeah, well, I call the rap line all the time. And last week, I met this lady who's an absolute computer whiz.
Oh, it's great. We get together and do things all the time. Last Friday, we went to the movie.
Sounds great. Sounds like you do a lot of great things.
Oh, yeah. We went and saw the jazz festival.
Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me.
Talk to me.
Exciting people waiting to talk to you. Just call. Just 95 cents a call and 65 cents a minute. Call now.
This kind of advertising isn't just going on in New York. It's happening all over the country. In fact, all over the world. As the telecommunications industry becomes more advanced, more such services are possible. Some experts believe all the hype will die down after the novelty wears off, and after the phone bills arrive. This is how it works in New York. There are four special exchanges, 976, 970, 540, and 550. 976 has actually been around for a number of years, and it's used for various recorded announcements, the weather, the time, sports scores, horoscopes. Each announcement is 1 minute long, and there's no interaction with the caller, so 976 is the most primitive of the exchanges. Then there's 970, which is used for adult-oriented messages. It can be a simple 1 minute sex message or a more involved and more expensive interactive message. 970 is reserved for adult telephone entertainment. Not that there's any law against children calling a 970 number, at least not yet. But that's another topic. The 540 exchange is the most advanced. On 540, you'll almost always wind up talking to a computer, which will ask you all kinds of questions. Your birth date, what city you want to hear a weather forecast for, what time you want your phone to ring, or any number of trivia questions. 550 is used for teleconferences, and that's what we're focusing on today. On 550, different numbers are used for different subjects and different types of people. For instance, there's a line for teenagers, a line for people who want to talk about sports, a line for black people, a line for gay people, and all kinds of variations and repetitions. Now, the way it works is quite simple. You just dial the number you want, and you're connected to a small group of others that have called the same number. The rest is up to you. You can just sit there and listen, you can try and have a meaningful discussion with somebody, or you can waste time and money by bantering on for hours about nothing in particular. What many callers don't realize is that time really flies on a teleconference, and every minute means more money spent. The 550 numbers you see advertised are regulated by the local phone company, New York Telephone. Right now it costs 20 cents for the first minute and 10 cents for each additional minute. But in October, those rates are supposed to rise to 25 cents a minute, day or night. That means that if you're on a conference call for an hour, it'll cost you $15. That's a bit steep for most people. In fact, for $15, you can call someone in California for 2 hours. So the rate is high by most standards. But $15 an hour is nothing compared to what other services are charging. These other services are not regulated by New York Telephone, and they can charge pretty much whatever they want. How can you tell the difference? Well, as we mentioned, the 550 exchange is used for those teleconference services that are regulated by New York Telephone. But other teleconferences use the 900 area code. In other words, a 10-digit phone number starting with 900 rather than a 7-digit number beginning with 550. A couple of services also use the 700 area code, an area code capable of being used for interactive services. You'll probably see a lot more 700 numbers in the next couple of years. Calls to teleconferences in the 700 and 900 area codes can cost up to $1 a minute. That's $60 an hour for a telephone call. That's about what it would cost to carry on an hour-long conversation with someone in Germany. We called a few of these teleconferences to get a feeling for what was being said on them, and here's a sample.
Oh, you hooker number one?
Yeah, Shelly Tonda.
Who's hooker number two?
Giggles.
Giggles?
I just ain't no giggles. You acting like giggles. You're always laughing. Trying to be funny.
Hey, hooker number two.
Yeah.
What's your name, baby?
Denise.
Denise? Where's hooker number three?
She's stuck right
now.
That's her right there.
I'm hooker number three.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's your name?
Chanel.
Oh, Chanel?
And those who need a lesson.
Now, I talked to you before, baby.
You did when? When?
You remember me.
Who are you?
My name is Homicide, baby.
Homicide, honey.
What's up?
You know who this is, baby?
Who it is?
Mystery.
Hey, Mystery.
Huh?
You're not down with that.
No, I'm kidding.
Huh? You down with the hooker posse?
I ain't no hooker.
Yo, any girl. Yo, let me hold that pen. Let me find out.
Any young ladies out there from the Bronx? Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens. Word, at least. Any
Brooklyn, please.
Some motherfucking Niagara Falls.
Yeah. I'm not. Nah, man, ain't nothing like that.
Falls under Nassau County.
You see this boy?
We found that the conversation quality remained fairly constant. That is, the services that cost $1 a minute were not 10 times better than those that cost 10 cents a minute. In the end, they all sounded fairly similar. But now that these consumer teleconferences, also known as gab lines or party lines, have been around for a few months, something else has started to happen. The bills have begun to arrive. One man ran up a $95,000 phone bill. According to the New York Daily News, an 18-year-old kid from Brooklyn who used the phone for up to 11 hours a day surprised his parents with a bill for $152,000. A construction worker who wound up with a $30,000 phone bill compared his telephone addiction to gambling or having a drug habit. In Secaucus, New Jersey, a city worker used the mayor's phone to make calls to a conference line, and in Union City, a city hall custodian made nearly $6,000 in calls to a conference line in just 2 months. Meanwhile, Southern Bell and the state of Georgia are trying to ban conference lines altogether. And in England, British Telecom was forced to pull out of the chat line business because of adverse public reaction to it. All of this appears to be only the beginning. According to the Washington Post, the state of Maryland now blocks access to conference lines unless a customer specifically asks for it. In fact, their local phone company, Chesapeake and Potomac Telephone, took the unusual step of refusing to cut off customers who didn't pay their conference line bills. Instead, after 30 days, the phone company deducts the payment from the conference line company. But some of the conference line companies take on a more combative approach. Media 4 of Oak Brook, Illinois, handles many of the 900 area code teleconference lines. If a customer were to call them after receiving a huge bill, this is what they would hear.
You are responsible for all charges appearing on your monthly phone bill. If you have current 900 billing charges that you wish to question, contact your telephone company service representative. The number of call appears on your telephone bill. It is the policy of Media 4 to independently pursue collection action for unpaid Media 4 charges. To avoid a collections action and keep your credit rating intact, payment arrangements must be established with your telephone company representative. Remember, you are responsible for all charges appearing on your monthly phone bill.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Kenny.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Kenny.
Kenny?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. What's your
name? Are you cute?
What?
Are you cute?
I guess.
You guess?
Are you cute?
Well, am I cute?
Yes.
Well, I think so.
Oh. Where are you from?
Personally, I think I'm very cute.
Are you?
Yes.
So where are you from?
I'm from Stamford, Connecticut.
Are you?
What's your name?
Eddie.
Kenny?
Kenny.
Kenneth. My name's, Dora.
Dora?
Yes.
How old are you?
What?
How old are you?
How old am I? I'm 20 years old.
20?
Yes. I'm sorry I can't hear because it's, like, noisy in here. My friend's kids are, like, pain in the ass.
Are you?
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Nothing. I'm sitting here talking to you.
Oh, okay.
Sitting in my blue chair.
What are you doing?
Sitting in my blue chair, talking to you.
Your blue chair? So what do you like to do?
Me? I like, to ride horses. I like men. I like to have a good time, and I like to party.
Yeah.
Do you like to party?
Pretty much.
What?
Pretty much.
What do you like doing?
Just about everything.
Everything? I like men who like to do everything.
Oh, yeah? Well, who's this?
What?
Hi, who's this?
Dora.
Hello?
Yeah, I just got on. Hello, who's this?
This is Dora.
Hi, Dora, this is Tom.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Dora, where are you? Where are you calling from?
Stamford, Connecticut.
Oh, boy. How do you like that? I'm over on Long Island, across the way from you. Who's the other guy that's on?
Kenny. I don't know.
What?
Danny.
I don't know.
Hi, Danny, how you doing?
Danny.
Danny. Anyway.
Hello, Tom?
Yeah,
Tom?
Go ahead.
Tom?
This is Tom. Go ahead.
What do you like doing?
Well, I enjoy boating, I enjoy riding, I enjoy reading, and I enjoy good music and good-looking women.
Wow, I like all those except the women part.
You don't like good-looking women?
Of course not. I'm not a lesbian or anything.
So what do you like?
I like good-looking men.
You like good-looking men?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Let's see if I fit your score. How about 5'10"? About 150, 155 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Jog, I play tennis, I play squash, and do a good bit of swimming.
Uh-huh.
And I would consider myself to be more than reasonably attractive.
Well, I like that.
You do?
Yes.
So,
how
tell
old
me about
you?
Yourself. How tall are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 5'10".
Boy, you're tall.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
Hello?
Who's this?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this? What happened to the person from Stamford?
Where are you guys from?
Hello?
This one's from Long Island. Tom's from Long Island.
Where?
Who's this?
Where are you from?
We're from Long Island, too.
Me, too.
Where?
Iceland.
Oh, I used to go from there. I live in Levittown.
Where's the person from Connecticut? From Stamford. What's your name?
Jill.
Hello. I can barely hear you.
Where's that guy from Long Island?
Where
do you live? Where do you live?
In Port Washington. Where are you? You're way out. What's your name?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Amanda,
how old are you?
17. Amanda, where do you live?
I live in Iceland.
That's where I live.
Hello?
That's where what?
That's where I live.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we were back to Port Washington.
Right here,
really?
Tom.
Tom?
Yeah.
Tom, you see him?
What?
Who is that guy I'm talking to?
Right here.
How old are you?
Mike.
Mike?
22.
Mike, how old are you?
Tom.
Seattle-based OmniCall, one of the largest conference line operators, describes the party lines as very popular services. A spokesperson said, "People are lonely and want to reach out and talk to people. It's somebody to talk to who isn't charging you to sit on his couch." Ironically, many of the conference lines charge more per hour than a psychiatrist would. You're listening to Off the Hook on WBAI. If you'd like a free list of conference lines in the New York area, write to Off the Hook, care of WBAI, 505 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10018. And stay tuned. In a few minutes, we'll be having our own live teleconference right here over the air. You'll be able to call in, and it won't cost any more than a normal phone call. Richard Cheshire is known as Cheshire Catalyst to phone freaks, those strange people who love to play with telephones. Cheshire Catalyst used to be a phone freak, and he also used to write for Tap Magazine, which was a publication for phone freaks. He says that for years, decades even, phone freaks have been making conference calls, and needless to say, they rarely wound up paying for them. Cheshire Catalyst recollects one of the crude methods of making a conference call.
I remember back in the old days, back in the days of crossbar switches and electromechanical, good, solid, chunking machines, when we used to talk through the busy signal. I don't think you can do that anymore with all the electronic stuff that's going on. But through the beeps of the busy signal, you could hear voices. And bop, if, bop, you, bop, were, bop, to, bop, speak, bop, between the beeps, you could actually carry on a conversation like that. And a lot of people did.
A legendary teleconference of the 1960s and 70s was based in Vancouver. You would dial the number for information in that city, and when the operator answered, you'd hit the A, B, C, or D button on your touch-tone phone. Somehow, you would be connected to a crowd of other phone callers who did the same thing. Now, you may have noticed that we just made reference to the A, B, C, and D buttons on your touch-tone phone. You also may have noticed that your touch-tone phone doesn't have an A, B, C, or D button. But every touch-tone phone is capable of producing four more tones. By playing around with the wiring inside the phone, it's possible to activate these four tones. In phone freak lingo, that's known as making a silver box. Right now, though, there doesn't appear to be any commercial use for those four extra tones, which would appear on the extreme right of the phone. On the military phone network, however, these four tones are used, but that's another topic entirely. Getting back to the teleconferences, Cheshire Catalyst outlines the different kinds of conversation you might find on a phone-free conference.
Out on the West Coast particularly, it's a lot of one-upmanship and infighting and what have you. On the East Coast, it was more information sharing because it was the forbidden knowledge, the information that the phone company didn't want you to have. Well, number one, about how you got into these things and how these things got set up. Some guys actually would call the frames in various places. These are locations inside the central office where the phone wires come together, and they would instruct the switchman in the central offices on how to set one of these things up, not telling them what they were setting up. Just, "Hi, this is Charlie down at Central, and we got to get this thing set up, and here's what you do." Switchmen are lonely people. They sit around listening to relays click, or used to back in the days of relays, and well, of course, you're not allowed to listen into private conversations, but if there was this special gadget called the conference bridge that was set up and people called into it, and the bridge was set up strictly for internal telephone company use, then it was kosher for them to be listening to this kind of thing, and it was great entertainment for them. So you call up a guy in a switching office where they don't have such entertainment, don't know how to set it up. You tell them how to set it up, and then you've got your own private conference session available.
Now, how would these phone freaks get the knowledge to tell phone company employees how to run their own equipment? Through a method called trashing, which is literally crawling through telephone company trash dumpsters in an effort to get discarded manuals and computer printouts. Trashing is one of the most effective ways of getting information in the phone-free computer hacker world. Phone freaks still have teleconferences, and unlike the new commercial conference lines, they seem to have something to talk about. This excerpt of a phone-free conference was recorded last year, and the participants were spread out across the United States, England, and Holland. What you'll hear is the incredible hunger for knowledge that these phone freaks have, no matter what part of the world they're in.
Hey, Sean?
Yeah?
How does this work? I mean, you dial a number, area code 800, and then prefix subscriber's number, and then?
You mean the 1-800 number?
Yes.
I call the 1-800 number?
Yes.
And then the access code? And then the very last four digits of the access code are what town I want. I can have it in Chicago, L.A., or New York. I normally pick New York because it's closest to you and I get a better connection.
Well, I have a pen and a piece of paper. I have written down a number, but that is much too long. That is 1-800-328-466-561-0907-00456-1000.
Right.
That can't be right. What is what in that number?
That's right. Okay. 1-800-328-4666. Okay.
1-800-328-4666.
This is the number I call to get to a phone system. Okay.
Yes, that is a telephone number.
Right. Okay. It says it comes up with a dial tone. And then I type 56010, and then it goes beep. And then I dial 9.
Dial tone? Well, hang on. Dial tone, and then I dial 56010.
Right. And then it'll go beep. Okay? And then I dial 9, it'll go beep again.
Beep.
Then I dial 0700-456-1000.
0700-456-1000.
Okay. 1000,
yes.
The last four digits, the 1000.
Yeah.
You can also do 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, and I think 1005. Okay. These are the city locations.
City locations. Zero is New York.
Zero is Chicago.
Zero, Chicago.
One is Los Angeles.
L.A.
Two is Chicago.
Chicago again.
Three is White Plains, New York.
White Plains, yes.
This is what I'm on now.
Yes, White Plains is one of your international receiving stations.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
And 1,000, what number am I on?
Three. You didn't mention four yet.
1,004 is in Texas. It's Houston, I think.
Houston. Right.
And after that, I don't think there is anymore. I have gone farther than that.
Well, you know, the 1-800 number that you have now,
yeah,
is very safe.
Yeah, okay.
You can call it from your own home because the guy who gave me the number called me from his own home, you know?
Yeah.
He said it wasn't dangerous at all.
So, Barry.
Yeah?
What's going to happen when this number goes bad, too?
Well, I'm going to call the other guy, Eric, again, in the USA,
yeah.
And he will probably give me the new number.
Okay.
So,
well, I figure this number will be dead in about a month.
Well, I think a little longer, within 1.5-2 months. That's what I think.
Because I just changed it.
Yeah?
I don't know how this guy Eric got him so fast.
Yeah, okay. I believe they get it from a operator somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you are going to see Beverly Hills Cop too?
Probably tonight, yes.
Is there no way somebody can copy it with a video recorder?
No, Barry.
No?
No.
Is it a drive-in movie?
No. It's a walk-in theater.
It's a walk-in theater?
Yeah, like the Kino.
Uh-huh.
You have a Kino in Holland, yes?
Yeah, okay. But you can't use a video cassette recorder, you know? Put it onto the screen and copy the film.
Not like this, not over here.
Now, what we heard at the beginning was a detailed explanation of how this illegal conference had been set up. The first thing a caller would do is dial what is known as an 800 extender. That's an 800 number owned by some company that gives you a dial tone when you call it. Extenders are supposed to be used by employees of the company that own them. But more often than not, phone freaks seem to get there first. Anyway, after dialing into the extender, the caller would then have to have the proper authorization code to get an outside dial tone. The authorization code can be anywhere between 3 and 9 digits. When that is entered correctly, the caller would then enter 9 to get an outside line. He would then be free to call any phone number in the world at the company's expense. The number that many phone freaks choose to call is that of Alliance Teleconferencing, operated by AT&T. It resides in the 700 area code, and it's kind of like a self-service teleconference. That is, you decide who's on the conference. Here's what happens when you call.
This is Alliance Teleconferencing Service in White Plains, New York. You can interrupt most announcements by simply dialing the number you want. Please enter the number of locations you need, including your own. Dial now.
We decided that 12 would be a good number. The maximum number of calls you can link together on this system is 59.
Your conference size is 12. To change this request, dial star. Dial number sign to continue. Dial now.
Well, 12 still seemed like a good number, so we hit the number sign key, also known as the pound key or the tic-tac-toe key.
Please dial 1 plus an area code and telephone number. Wait for your party to answer, and dial number sign to add the call to your conference. Dial star to cancel the call.
We thought it would be fun to try and link Alliance Teleconferencing to itself and see if we could make a call that lasted forever. But they were one step ahead of us.
We're sorry. Calls to 700, 800, and 900 area codes cannot be placed.
We decided not to pursue this teleconference any further. With Alliance Teleconferencing, you not only pay a fee to connect to the conference, but you have to pay for each and every call you make. And since Alliance can make overseas calls and can handle up to 59 connections on a single conference, one could very well wind up setting a phone bill record. What's different about this kind of a teleconference is that only one person or company winds up paying. All of the calls get billed back to the phone number that originated the conference. Everyone else simply experiences the joy of receiving a teleconference call. And that's where the true value of free communication becomes apparent. A couple of years ago, a group of East Coast phone freaks started a teleconference that lasted for days, and they managed to bill the whole thing back to, of all companies, AT&T. At one point, they called a complete stranger in Australia and told her that she was speaking to a phone freak teleconference. For quite some time, they chatted away about the differences in their cultures. Then the phone freaks asked the lady in Australia if there was anybody anywhere in the world that she would like to talk to, for free. She thought for a while and remembered that she had a cousin in England that she hadn't spoken to in years, mostly because it cost so much to call. Within a minute, the phone freaks had connected the two. Of course, this phone call was far from private, since at least 15 phone freaks were on the line. But that didn't stop the two from expressing their happiness at hearing the other's voice after so many years. At one point, the lady in Australia said that she wished her husband was there to say hello. "What number can we reach him at?" one of the phone freaks asked. Within moments, he too was on the line, talking to his wife who was less than a mile away in Australia, but whose voice was coming to him from around the world. Such happenings don't occur very often, but when they do, they illustrate the ease with which people can communicate in this day and age, and also the economic barrier that forces them not to. By hitting a few touch tones, these Robin Hoods of the phone lines had given total strangers an experience they'd never forget. Of course, this was all highly illegal, but it makes one wonder what kind of effect free communications would have on the people of the world. Alliance Teleconferencing is probably the modern phone freak's biggest toy. In this excerpt, phone freaks tied together operators from all different parts of the country. Before they were added to the conference, the operators were told to hold on for a test. It's interesting to see that some of the operators clearly enjoyed not knowing what was going on, while others were annoyed. A single beep indicates a party being added to the conference. A double beep indicates a party being disconnected.
Hello? Hi.
You're listening to Off the Hook here on WBAI in New York. I'm Emmanuel Goldstein, and we've been listening to a barrage of teleconferences and party lines and all kinds of things like that. And now, folks, it's your turn. If you'd like to be a part of what could perhaps be a unique radio experience, although I kind of doubt it on this radio station in particular, what we're going to try to do is have as many of you as possible call in now and link us all together, just like a party, just like it is on those party lines that you pay God knows how much for, $2 a minute, $1 a minute, 50 cents a minute, just for the privilege of talking. Well, here at WBAI, we're going to offer you something much, much better than that. For the price of one phone call, and we don't even get the money for that, and we certainly deserve it, I think, for the price of that one phone call, just call us up and we will link you together. And not only will you be linked to other fascinating people, you know they have to be fascinating if they're listening to a fascinating radio station such as this. Boy, I'm getting carried away here, aren't I? Not only will that happen, but you'll be put on the air, live over the air.
And you probably have to sort out through. I mean, to sort through a lot of people, but there must be all kinds of people calling. It's rather interesting. I really haven't had time to investigate it.
Michael from Manhattan again.
Michael from Manhattan, go ahead.
I say that I gave those lines a try just to see what was shaking, and I think that they are pretty disappointing. I noticed that the other fellow, I've forgotten his name rather quickly, he just rang off.
Jeff from the West Village.
He's kind of an extremely gregarious person, it seems to me, and I guess that's good. But a lot of people, I think, like Amy, would be a little bit disappointed because these lines do tend to get taken over by a small band of lowest common denominator types.
Uh-huh. Well, it doesn't take much to disrupt them. I mean, all you need is one person shouting racial insults or being a sexist pig, and nobody else can really carry on a decent conversation. There are some services, though, that allow you to switch off and have private conversations. But then again, you still have to remember that the clock is running, and even if it's only 25 cents a minute, only 25 cents a minute, think of that. That's quite a bit per hour. I don't have a calculator with me, but that's a lot of money.
Let me jump in here. This is Amy from Manhattan. That's the reason why I've never used them. The only time I've ever used anything was 976-1212 to get the weather, which is the same cost as a normal call. If I'm a performing artist, I struggle and struggle trying to make a living as a performing artist, and I can't afford that kind of luxury. Now, if only advanced communication technology would make possible ordinary, struggling, working folks like me to enjoy the benefits of communication with other people at the same rate as a normal phone call, I think it would be a wonderful idea.
Amy, is this the Amy that's into Chinese puppetry?
Not puppetry. Chinese performing arts, martial arts, storytelling.
Wait a minute. Do you people know each other?
Not exactly. I listen to James' show now and then, who's frequently on in this time slot.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen advertisements for what Amy does. And
I see.
To one of her performances, but I never quite got around to it.
All right, everybody out there. I'm performing Saturday at the Fulton Frolic, the Fulton Mall in Brooklyn. And this is on Fulton Street, and it's going to be two shows, one at 3 and one at 4, Chinese Kung Fu Story Theater, Chinese song, martial arts, including acrobatic sword dancing, and storytelling Chinese folk tales with gorgeous costumes and modern-day contemporary music from swashbuckling sword hero TV theme songs, sung in Mandarin, translated into English, and stories told in English. Very exciting, unique, the only thing like it in the Western world. You're all invited. It's free.
Okay, now, we are having a teleconference here on the air. The phone number is 279-3400. If you call now, you will get a busy signal because all of our lines are lit up. And if you are currently in the process of ringing us, well, you're one of the fortunate few to get through. Just let the phone keep ringing until we get to you. If you have a fairly decent phone company, they won't charge you until we pick up, so you don't have to worry about that. We have Michael from Manhattan, Amy from Manhattan, and Daniel from the East Village. Why don't you all try saying hello at the same time?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, that's close enough. Okay.
Listen.
We're gonna go to another call. Good evening. You are on.
Oh, hi.
And who are you?
I'm Keith. I'm over here in the Garden State.
Over where?
Over New Jersey.
New Jersey. Where in New Jersey?
Jersey.
You're going to have to talk a little bit louder.
How about this? Is this better?
That's much better.
Okay, modulating that carrier. Yeah, kind of spoiled because we get to do this every now and again. Not too many people know how to, I guess, do it. There must be some little trick to getting more than one person on the air at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hold on 1 minute. Who's that?
Okay, I'm sorry for the interruption. Okay.
This must be the operator. Someone is doing an emergency interrupt on us, right?
Okay.
Well, they can't do that. They can't do that. This is a radio call-in show, and they'll just have to wait their turn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Charge them the maximum for that, please.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. They can charge you a lot of money when you interrupt the radio call-in show, folks. So,
Richard, for my call from New Jersey.
Okay, so Keith from New Jersey, can you call the same conferences we can call here in New York?
No, I don't think so. I think New Jersey has some regulations dealing with those. Of course, I see the ads on TV. I've seen ads on TV for some of those 900-member calls.
Uh-huh. Yeah, those you can call.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know. I wouldn't bother myself. It pretty much sounds from the tapes that you played before. It pretty much sounds like what I dislike, what I figured they would be.
Well, you know what gets me about that is they say the new low price, only $1 a minute. And when you think about it, the low. How can they? What gives them the right to say something? They're saying black is white. The new low, nothing costs $1 a minute. A call to Saudi Arabia costs less than that.
I had a teleconference by a computer earlier this evening. I have one every Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
That runs $5 an hour.
Uh-huh.
And that's worldwide. Sometimes we get guys from Japan that get in with that one, too.
Yeah. What's the name of the service?
It's CompuServe.
On CompuServe, you have a conference with your computer.
Yeah.
And you can type, and somebody else can type on the other side of the world.
It's more of like in the information, the sharing of information, rather than just, hi, hello, how are you? We get into a little bit of that, too, every now and again.
There is an article in the Times about that latest in chat lines, hookups by computers. There's a company called Newcom Link.
Well, that's something, I've been listening to that. I'm kind of a radio, and I've got all kinds of radios here. So my latest edition was a radio that received cellular calls. And last week I was listening to a guy go through his messages on these voicemail systems that they have out.
Uh-huh.
They seem pretty interesting.
Well, now, it's interesting you bring that up, too. First of all, because of the Electronic Privacy Act of 1986, you realize that listening to a cellular phone call, even on your TV set, they will show up around channel 83. If you listen to those, it's illegal. Now,
well,
I don't know how they're going to find out you're doing it, but if they should somehow find out that you're doing it, it's illegal.
I don't know. I've
and that's the only protection you have when you make a cellular phone call.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me there's a lot of people. There's a few radios on the market that do it as you buy them off the shelf. There's a couple of radios like mine where all you have to do is get into the back of them and snip a few leads.
Uh-huh.
It brings in that stuff. It's pretty interesting. The radios that aren't designed to do it, because they're all microprocessor controlled, when you change some of the parameters of the microprocessor, I mean, it's like it was, the radio actually was designed to pick up cellular phones, and then they blocked your access to a certain...
Right, well, now they may rebuild them differently now, or they may just override that whole silly law and just put some kind of scrambling in. Anyway, Keith, we want to go to some more calls, so you stay on the line. Does anyone else want to leave at this point?
I don't want to leave, but I'd like to say something.
All right, go ahead, Amy.
Okay, I'd like to mention that as far as worldwide communication goes, I'm very much an enthusiastic shortwave radio listener. When I'm not listening to BAI, I usually have my shortwave going.
What do you listen to on shortwave?
Anything in English. It's my favorites are BBC World Service, Radio Canada International, Radio Netherlands, Radio West Germany, Radio Swiss International. You can get Radio Moscow, which I'm not as fond of, Radio Havana, which I don't like so much. VOA, Radio Spain, some of the other things like Radio Beijing, Radio South Africa, Radio Free China from Taiwan are harder to get, but you can diddle around the dial and pick up all kinds of things.
A terrific book if you're ever in a store that has shortwave paraphernalia in it. Radio Database International has sort of a graph of every station, English language broadcast, different other languages, Spanish, French. What a lot of people don't know is that all these services, Radio Moscow, Radio Sofia in Bulgaria,
yes, I get that one too, in Czechoslovakia, Prague.
Radio
also.
Prague, they all speak English at some point, and
right.
It's fascinating to listen to.
Can I ask Amy a question?
Sure.
Yeah, Amy, have you heard, I was listening to Radio Moscow, it was probably about 2 months ago, and they were using a BAI feed. They were using a Pacifica news feed that came from New York City right out of the studios of BAI on Radio Moscow. Have you heard anything like that?
Yes, I did. I heard a BAI news feed with our dear friend from ContraGate on Radio Havana.
I'm trying to remember who
it was. Not Robert Knight, the other person who's always on ContraGate all the time.
Yeah, I was so glad you were
that's Dennis Burstein.
Yes, that's it, Eric Burstein, and it was so, I freaked out. It was so great because they had called Eric Burstein to interview him directly. It wasn't even exactly BAI feed, but it was rather they had actually contacted him to do a special interview for Radio Havana, Cuba.
Yeah, it's great stuff. It's great stuff. I think more people. I really feel this, but I try and show as many people my shortwave, my little shortwave radio here.
Yeah, I have a Sony 7600A, and right next to it is my Radio Database International. I'd like to get more Middle Eastern stations, but I can't seem to pick them up in English.
Well, All India Radio plays a lot of Indian music all the time. They don't really say anything. I've picked up Iranian radio, but they rarely speak English, and they don't really say much when they do. They don't read news or anything like that. Anyway, let's go to some more calls. We have four people on the line. We have Michael from Manhattan. We have Amy from Manhattan. Daniel from the East Village.
What's the host's name?
And Keith from New Jersey. My name's Emmanuel Goldstein, and I'm the host of Off the Hook. We'll be on until 3:30 here on WBAI New York. And let's go to caller number five. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Louis from Brooklyn. How you doing?
Louis from Brooklyn. How you doing?
How's it going? Listen, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Where can I pick up a shortwave listener's guide like Radio Shack used to sell?
I know Barry Electronics in New York is one place. I'm sure there's many others, but that's where I got mine.
Barry's Electronics?
It's on Broadway somewhere.
Beautiful.
That's the only one I know of.
And, I was going crazy looking for one.
Uh-huh. You can also call one of the magazines, like Popular Communications or something, and just ask them, you know, where you can
get them. WRTH and just normal, Deep Dalton bookstore or something.
That one's the easiest of them to get, World Radio and Television Handbook, yes.
Beautiful.
It's interesting. You know, a lot of telephone people seem to be into shortwave as well. I've wondered about that.
That's where it all kind of got started, you know, good old Marconi and his boy.
Uh-huh. Now, Louis from Brooklyn, do you want to stay on?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, we have five people on the line, and I must warn you, perhaps the quality will get worse as we add people. We have a maximum of 10.
Let's go for the bingo.
We're halfway there, so let's go to number six. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, this is George from Queens.
George from Queens. We have just about all the boroughs represented.
I can barely hear you guys.
Okay, we're starting to have trouble.
Well, I think I've turned up my radio just a tiny bit so I can get some clarity here.
Okay.
But I just want to say that, first of all, I want to say hi, Amy. I've heard you on other shows before.
Hi, George. You're coming in loud and clear on my line.
Well, that's cool. Now I can hear you just fine.
Yeah,
I also just want to say that I'm a martial arts enthusiast as well.
Oh, good.
And but it's very nice that you you tell stories with what you do. You know, my style just deals more with elements and animals. But what I just wanted to say was that my phone bill was extremely high the past month.
About how much?
$225.
That's relatively low. I mean, we're talking about people here that had tens of thousands of dollars in phone bills just for these chat lines.
If I have an $80 phone bill, that's too high.
But what do these people do? They work. They on the phone 11 hours a day.
Well, I.
I mean, don't they work?
Well, it wasn't me. I mean, sometimes I work rather late hours, I don't have much of a social life to speak of. So, sometimes I would just call these lines just to hear another human voice.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, what people did in the old days and what they still do now is just call numbers at random and start conversations. In fact, many times phone operators will even talk to you.
Yeah.
Call 800 numbers at random and just see who answers and see what part of the country they're in. You can have some great conversations there, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, I just had those services blocked, you know,
uh-huh.
on my line, and because it was just getting too much at one point. I mean, even though there was a lot of just inane stupidity on on these lines. I would just put up with it just so I could hear it, you know.
Uh-huh. And you had to pay for it as well.
Yeah. But I guess, I mean, that's my lesson learned, but I guess it doesn't have to be that way. You know, just like you said, I could, you know, just call an operator or something of that nature.
This is Michael.
Go ahead, Michael.
About one or two calls, I stopped immediately because I sensed that there was an addicting element there. And I really have a feeling that a few months or maybe a few years down the road, you're going to have Congress holding hearings on phone addiction. I think that it definitely is an addiction for the people who get involved with it, though I myself was spared by just kind of being prudent. Another thing
I think what Emmanuel brought up in his show was the fact that I think it was a very good point that the freedom of information, I mean, or the freedom of the phone lines in particular, is essential, because I think the thing that keeps us from really communicating with each other is the money.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well,
if you want to get into it's a monopoly.
If you want to learn about a cheap way of doing that, I don't know about you guys, but it, for myself, if I called up something like that, it seems like I would listen, you know, to a lot of other stuff going on rather than talk much myself. And something that's a lot cheaper is scanners.
Scanners?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Because you can listen to like, you know, the cellular calls. You can listen to other people's phone calls on that.
Scanners? I hope they don't bust your heads apart.
No, different kinds of scanners there.
you can listen to the police, and you can, you know, hear what they're up to.
Also, cordless telephones. Also, you can pick up on that.
The cordless telephones and the portable telephones, the ones that just, you know, transmit inside somebody's house or
right
at their pool or something like that.
Cordless.
You don't study that, but that is a little bit on the invasion of privacy side. I mean, not that I would think of...
Well,
not
I don't know about that.
I would thought about listening on Oliver North, but there might be people who just wanted to be by themselves.
I think there's a larger issue of the control of privacy, which I think what companies like AT&T or any of the, like them do, because they're controlling how or who we can be private with.
Well, due respect, I think that's liberal knee-jerk kind of talk.
I think
that the only control they have is that they're the ones who are paying for the technology.
Anybody,
I think it would be great.
No, they're not paying for it. They're controlling the technology. They're hoarding it. They don't, you know, they don't want to do anything with it. You know, people like IT&T were dragged kicking and screaming into, like, the private computer age, you know? I mean, it's just a matter of control on their part.
Is somebody holding their phone too close to their radio? Getting a little bit of feedback there. Okay, well, I'm glad to see this conversation really taking off here, and I can assure you nothing like this ever happens on the other kinds of conferences. We're going to try to bring in the remaining people now. We're up to number 7. I'm sorry.
Amy, where are you performing again?
Section here from
go
Amy.
Ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Amy.
I'd like to know if this program can be a regular Thursday night event on BAI, or is this just a one-shot special?
Well, this is how you might say a pilot for a program, and I'm sure if it gets positive feedback, and not the kind of feedback we just heard, we'll see more of it, because there's so many things to talk about in the telephone world, and I'm one of those people that you might call a phone freak who just spends a lot of time playing with telephones, and I can talk about this for hours.
Well, what about James Irsay? What's
going
to go?
What's
gonna,
I'd like yeah, to know
I'd like
is
to know
James
on.
Irsay should be back next week. Don't
I'd like
worry.
To know
don't panic.
Any shortwave freaks out there who just are addicted to shortwave radio would somehow like to get together and meet and just shoot the breeze on what they think about the news from, you know, around the world and so forth. Because I'm really hungry for that kind of
sharing. It sounds like you would be very into another program that I've done on a different radio station called News of the World, where I kind of collate newscasts from all over different shortwave services and also tapes that they send out and sort of make a weekly news summary out of it. I'm not a ham myself, no. In fact, I can't listen to hams because all they do is talk about their equipment, and that turns me off. I want to hear...
I was becoming a ham radio operator, and I quickly changed my mind.
No offense to the hams out there, and you certainly don't want to offend hams because they're a powerful bunch of people, but, you know, there's a lot being said on shortwave, and no one really listens to what's being said. They just try to get something from far away. There's a lot of things being said there.
Amy, where are you performing next?
Oh, where am I performing next? I said this earlier, but I'll say this again for the benefit of people who've just tuned in and are wondering what's going on in this conference call. I'm a performing artist, and my one-woman show is going to be on in Brooklyn next Saturday at the Fulton Frolic, Fulton Street, Fulton Mall. And there will be two shows, one at 3 p.m. and one at 4 p.m. of Chinese Kung Fu Story Theater, Chinese song, contemporary swashbuckling sword hero TV theme song, sung in Mandarin, words explained in English, with martial art movement performed while I sing, acrobatic sword dancing you have to see to believe, and storytelling traditional Chinese folk dance, folk tales in English, and as I speak, I act out the stories with movement blending martial arts and traditional Chinese theater. I dress in the costume of an ancient Chinese sword hero, and I use cassette tape music, and it's quite exciting and unique. As far as I know, I'm the only one in the Western world that does anything like this.
And this is the only teleconference in New York City right now where we're talking about this, and we're also live on the air. The program is called Off the Hook. We're on until 3:30. And we're talking about conferences, telephones, computers, shortwave, all that kind of thing. Emmanuel Goldstein will be here until, as I said, just a few seconds ago, 3:30. And we're going to take another couple of calls here. Our number is 279-3400. All of our lines seem to be tied up right now. We're going to try to bring in a seventh caller. Let's see who we have. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi, this is John from Manhattan.
John from Manhattan.
Wow, I'm the only woman here. Better stay on the line so I can be the token feminist, right?
John from Manhattan, now tell us something about yourself.
Well, I've actually taken part in a number of illegal PBX Alliance phone calls.
Really? Tell us about that.
A few years ago. A few of my friends were able to acquire the knowledge on how to do it, and you know, they brought me in at an early stage, and we ended up bringing about 20, 25 people on the line all over the country, calling up our old friends who we hadn't seen, you know, in 5 years or whatever, calling up people we didn't know.
Now, let me ask you something. When you realized that you had this power, that you could just call anybody you wanted to and hook them together and talk for as long as you wanted without having to worry about the cost, didn't it sort of put everything into a different perspective? Did you realize how kind of unfair it is to actually charge people to communicate?
Yeah, and beyond that, for a number of years, I don't do it anymore. I used to make a large number of phone calls using other people's access codes.
It's very risky to do things like that, yes, very definitely.
I would obtain them through the use of my computer.
I'm involved with a computer magazine called 2600, and a lot of computer hackers and phone freaks read it, and kind of provides the information about how these systems are used, how the phone systems are abused, and things like that. And there's a lot of interest out there.
Yeah, I don't do it anymore at all. It's terribly addicting to be able to call a bulletin board in California because you can call it for free, to be able to call any bulletin board anywhere or anybody by voice.
But as a direct result of computer hackers and phone freaks abusing the system, one company, namely U.S. Sprint, has actually offered a service dedicated to those kind of people at a low cost, offering unlimited service. I'm talking about PC Pursuit. Mm-hmm. For a flat fee, you can talk to any computer system in the country virtually.
Yeah, I get a lot of mail from them.
So that kind of thing is on the rise. At least I hope so.
Listen, I'm getting off the phone right now.
Okay, who are you?
This is George from Queens.
George from Queens. Okay, well, thanks very much for calling, George.
Goodbye, George.
Bye, Amy. Take care of yourself.
Okay, we're going to release you.
Bye-bye.
And I hope I released the right person here. Hold on one moment. Okay. It released itself, and we have another caller already. Yes, go ahead.
This is Michael. I was wondering, I had heard that they do have this type of teleconferencing service in Japan, and I was wondering if you had any idea whether, given that the Japanese culture is rather different from ours, whether the nature and the level of the kind of stuff that was happening over there was different from what were the unfortunately low level that we have.
Well, I'd have to admit complete ignorance on that. I can only imagine what it might be like, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's very similar. It seems to be that Americanization of whether it's McDonald's or conference calls, things somehow fall into that old American way, and unfortunately this might be one of them.
You know, Emmanuel, without getting into a long thing about that, I think that there are some misperceptions about the Americanization of Asia. Japan and some other countries such as Taiwan do actually maintain a uniquely Japanese and Chinese spirit.
Oh, absolutely. I lived in Taiwan for 2 years, and I can tell you that's absolutely true.
Yeah. Anyway, next caller. Go for it.
Okay, let's go for it. This will be caller number 8, I believe. No, actually, we're down to 6 because we have two people that dropped off, so here we go. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm a participant in a lot of those 2,600 bulletin boards up here in Westchester County. I'm calling from Yonkers.
Hold on a second. I got some feedback here.
You have a little bit of feedback.
Now it's gone.
Oh, you've heard of 2600. That's always heartening to hear.
Yeah, yeah. And
what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Tom. I'm calling from Yonkers.
Okay.
And it's a pleasure to hear this kind of basic primer in telecommunications happening on the radio. I think people need more of it. I've learned a lot just from the BIOC files and stuff like that that I've found on these.
The BIOC boards. Files, that brings back memories. It might not mean anything to anyone else listening.
Not
but the BIOC files, this guy named BIOC Agent Number 3 would write the most articulate documents on how the phone system works, how to build a blue box.
Box and red boxes.
Red boxes, all that kind of thing that the average person just does not have any conception of. And every phone freak in the country knew about this, and they still do.
And, I mean, they're still archived, and although a lot of them are still way out of date now since the breakup of the phone company, there's still some real good information in there and more coming on every day.
Do you have a number for one of these boards where this information's posted?
Okay. The only number that comes immediately to mind is 725-4060. It's 914 area code.
Hasn't that been down?
That's been down, though. I guess another one you can. That's the only one that comes to mind. I keep. I'm one of those lazy guys who keeps all my numbers in a phone file and never remembers them.
Tom, you don't have to get flustered because I have a list in front of me of the official
2600 boards.
Official 2600 boards. I've got a copy of 2600 in front of me right here.
You have Central Office Stone.
Central Office is yes. That's the next one we're going to read. Area code 914-234-3260. Number 3 is out, God knows where this is, area code 402. I used to be able to remember all the area codes in my head. 402-564.
Seattle?
No, it's not Seattle. It's somewhere in the middle of the country.
Sounds like North Dakota or something.
It's not North Dakota. I know that. It might be Nebraska or something. 402-564-4518. And our fourth one and last one is in D.C. area, area code 703-823-6591. And if you'd like information on 2600 Magazine, which is all about computer hacking and phone freaks and technology and George Orwell and that kind of thing, you can call 516-751-2600. That's a voice line. You'll get a machine, and it'll tell you everything you need to know. 516-751-2600. We're going to take another call now. We have we have no open lines, but we have three lines ringing. So let's go to this call now. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi.
And who are you?
I'm David from either Brooklyn or the Invisible Bohemian Empire.
Let's say Brooklyn, okay? I don't have that much space to write down that, what you said there. And tell us what you think of teleconferences, telephones, and all that kind of thing.
I can't afford to deal with them. And if people were responsible and really were trying for communication, they'd work great. When some of the cheap ones started coming out, I tried calling them a couple of times. And they always seem to get someone who'd end up just some form of screamer or something getting on and canceling out anything saying that was going on.
Uh-huh. Why do you think that is?
I guess people can make fools of themselves and remain anonymous.
I think that's it. You hit it right on the head there because being anonymous...
They have nothing else better to do.
Also quite a bit of
exactly.
control. One person can control 8 people.
Same reason Frank calls WBAI.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of fools, I think it's interesting I'm the only woman. That it seems that guys are more interested in electronic kind of things, and it's part of this.
You know, Amy, this topic has come up a number of times on Margot's show because she always tries to get women to call, and many times it's gotten into a question of, is there something about males, are they dominant, aggressive technophiles?
I don't know, but I'm also a tremendous science fiction fan, and I'm always reading science fiction all the time, and I find that I keep running into guys who are interested in that much more than women. Also, my interest in martial arts, when I was living in Taiwan, all my friends were guys who were taking martial arts with me, and I had no women friends there. And it's true here in New York, too. It's really kind of strange.
Well, Amy, we still have two more calls. Maybe one of them is another female.
Let's see.
What do you think? Okay, let's go to number one. Good evening. You're on the air. It's a busy signal.
Right, that doesn't sound like a female.
A busy signal has called us.
Too busy to call your show.
This is something I did not expect. I've had machines call me before, but I never had a busy signal call me.
They have to be stayed there.
Okay, here we go. That busy signal is gone. We have an open line. Let's see how long it takes for it to be filled in. 279-3400. Let's go to this other ringing line. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm Susan.
No, I'm only kidding. This is Bobby from Brooklyn.
That was very good, Bobby. Bobby from Brooklyn. Okay.
Oh, this makes it rough for us guys who are technophiles, too, because it makes it hard for us to find women with similar interests.
Well, here's one.
Yeah, well.
Speaking of technophiles, this is Daniel. I'd like to get back to shortwave for a second.
Good.
I have, yeah, Amy can probably answer my questions. I have tried to get shortwave, but with limited results. What equipment do I need? Do I need the large antenna?
Oh, I have a real simple portable Sony 7600. It'll set you back about $100, but it was a gift from my folks because they when I had one in Taiwan that I came home with and it broke, they replaced it with another one because by then I was thoroughly hooked. So for about $100, you can get a nice portable compact receiver about the size and thickness of a trade paperback. And you won't get the greatest reception in the world that you might with a real fancy big set. But what you have to do, and this is the weirdness of shortwave, is you turn it on and you have to walk around the room to find the one spot in the room where the signal comes through clearly. Mine comes in real clearly in the kitchen on top of the refrigerator because the refrigerator almost acts like a grounding antenna. And I can get pretty good signals from on top of my refrigerator. But if I take the set off the refrigerator, forget it. It's static city. But you can get just about any. My set has 7 shortwave bands and ordinary AM, FM on it.
Now, if you're lucky enough to have a backyard, you should get a long wire antenna. Just run a wire, basically. And sometimes it's T-shaped, and you'll get incredible things.
How about a TV antenna on the roof?
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to live with a backyard, I just live in an ordinary apartment.
Can you connect to a fire escape or a fence? Or?
Sometimes you can. As a matter of fact, this is one of the joys of shortwave. Every major shortwave broadcasting station from every country has what they call DX programs or shortwave listeners programs. And BBC has one called Wave Guide. Radio Netherlands has one. DOA has Communications World. Japan has one. DX Corner. And they always have someone come on at least twice a month with advice on how to pick up shortwave signals, what kind of sets and antenna to get. So once you get your set, just start listening a lot, and you'll get great information. Or you can go out and buy books like World Radio and Television Handbook and Radio Database International, which also helps.
Okay, we're going to swing the conversation back to telephones, and we have one more call, and then we will have achieved our goal of having a 10-line teleconference right here on the air.
Yay.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Keith from Queens.
Keith from Queens.
And
hi.
Welcome to our teleconference.
Hello, thank you.
It's just like a party, isn't it?
Welcome home.
Yeah, but more intelligent than those other ones that Emmanuel was using as an example. I mean, I don't care what you guys look like. I care what you think like.
Now, Keith, tell us something about yourself and your thoughts.
Well, I hate to do this to you in light of what you just said about swinging back to teleconferences, going back to shortwave.
Go ahead. Just don't stay there very long.
Okay, no, absolutely not. No, I just wanted to say, first of all, is Louis from Brooklyn still on?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay. You were asking about different places where you could pick up some books and whatnot.
Right.
There are two places in Queens that I know of.
Oh, beautiful.
One is Stewart Electronics in...